Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer Extra, the bonus episode we like to throw out midweek because we're just kind of nice like that.
We are.
And,
we are.
You know, pretty much we've got fucking shit tons of news just lying around the bunker that we, you know, we like to put out.
Yeah.
And it's just clearing up the place otherwise, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, how's it been going?
Yeah, it's been chilling.
Been a chilling sun. I tell you what, mate, the weather's been all over the place. It's been hot one minute, chilly the next.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, it's colder indoors than it is outdoors, I've got to say. But when you just want to get in the house and that, it's freezing.
Absolutely. Radiators on. Oh,
I don't know what's going on. I know it's like supposed to be like beginning of spring and everything.
Yeah.
Easter approaching, but you know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Christmas, isn't it? Sun's
going to
come out.
A little bit.
Yeah.
What was going to say? We already told you, but Pint of Science is fastly approaching.
Oh, it is.
If you don't know, we've teamed up to help promote a Pint of Science, which is an event that's happening in Manchester.
And worldwide.
So head down to your local pub or watering hole to hear talks on dark matter and microorganisms from more than 45 scientists. We'll be in Manchester pubs.
And I reckon Nemu want to learn about black holes.
There's plenty of different. If you go on the website, you can see what topics they've got and what sort of talks are happening and so, where they're happening.
And it's only £4 a ticket.
Yeah, but it's like chips. When you go to Glastonbury, right? You've got four sort of, I'll say, three or four tents or stages that you might want to see in a day.
Yeah.
So you can't see everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got to kind of pick and choose what suits you.
Suitable
so
for
when
you
go on the website, because it's happening over 3 days, there's multiple events happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because they're an hour long, you could probably get a couple in. But
it's 24 hours in a day, you know what I mean?
Well, it depends when some are going to overlap, aren't
they?
It's a case of going on the website and checking what's available and what interests you.
Someone there record it.
Yeah, like say, 300, get it bootlegged.
Yeah, you know
get
what
it
mean?
On
bootleg,
the YouTube.
Yeah, get it all around the world.
300 cities that are from around the world will be taking part from the 20th to the 22nd of May.
So like I say, it's around the world.
Get your tickets. Tickets went on sale on the 8th, so they're available now. And get yours at pintofscience.co.uk/events/Manchester.
It would be wonderful see you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So, got a bit of news.
We got
all the sort of like different services, I suppose. We've got a doctor story, a military story, a cop story, and a Christian story. Today. And it sounds like the beginning of a joke.
It does, doesn't it, really?
All right, a doctor, a military guy, a cop and a Christian walk into a pub.
And they say...
And, mate, you'd wish it was a joke after you heard all these daft stories.
Oh, yeah.
Kick off with the doctor.
Yeah.
Is there a doctor in the house?
First.
Well, check this out, right?
Naughty boy.
This woman, she's gone to the doctors claiming that she had sort of, like, problems with her eye.
An itch.
There was something going on. She was from Taiwan. She went to the doctors complaining of a swollen eye. When he inspected behind the eyelid, he found that there was four bees living inside. The bees were tiny, measuring just a few millimetres in length.
Jesus.
And were living off the woman's tears.
What, and she couldn't handle it?
She obviously couldn't handle it, but I mean, obviously, I get glassy eye when I just walk out of the house and if it's a bit windy.
Well, yeah.
I'm streaming my eyes, I'm like, I can't see.
The bees would be loving it.
Loving a bit of the salty nectar.
Oh, yeah. And you might get them out, actually.
Well, they've got four living in there, so I'm just to assume that they've kind of hatched in her eye.
This is what
makes me not want to go to... Like
different
these sort
places.
Of climates, do you know what I mean? Because you always hear about these insect sort of horror stories.
Well, yeah, but like, you know.
Imagine that. I've heard about the one where it's I've got earache and I can hear a scratching in my ear, and then it turns out he's got like a family of insects living in there, all hatching and eating away at his nugget. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The soft, sensory nougat inside.
But
yes.
That's the chance you're taking it in life, really. You know what I mean? It's like, the fucking... you wouldn't stay in your house There's more accidents that happen in the house than anywhere else. Why would you stay in the house?
It sounds really fucked up as well, though. He's been living off of tears. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
I'm going to.
It does sound really like horror movie, like fucking.
I'm going to. Mini bees coming to attack your tears.
Mini bears, they drink the tears of their victims.
Yeah, drink them dry. It might take like 12 months to a year. 12 months to a year.
I was going to say that like a B movie. But they don't go by B movies. I was actually listening to an interview with like one of the sort of kings of like sort of alternate cinema. No, they call it something else. When it comes to me, I'll remember. But so these particular bees are thought to have blown into her eye, but were not removed in time. And she's made a full recovery. But how do four bees just blow into someone's eye? How big are her eyes? Well, I mean, I've seen manga, but I'm not naive enough to believe that they're all got massive eyes over there.
Well,
in that respect,
the amount of shit that's in your eyes every day.
To get four bees trapped in do your eyelid and not notice.
They are small though. They're not like regular bees. So think of, I don't know, probably a leg or something. Of a bee.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because don't forget, there ain't going to be that much room there either. It must be in the line or something. You know,
like an eyelash. Yeah, but you'd feel like you feel an eyelash,
don't
you?
Don't forget it underneath your bags. You know what I mean? You've got quite a bit of room there. You know what I mean? You could stick a parrot in there or something.
Don't bear thinking about. When we seen that video before, about the kangaroo and his little Joey was trying to get back in its mum's pouch.
Yeah.
And it's like, fucking hell, there's a lot of room in them pouches. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, you can get two in there.
Next story I've got here.
Don't involve bees, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's just basically new details of emerging about another UFO sighting recorded by the US military off the waters of the coast of California. We've got a lot of listeners in California.
We
appreciate
the Californians.
California, you're love. Dreaming. No, they're not dreaming. They're love. They're love, man.
Well, no, but I've never been to California, so I'm dreaming.
Oh, you're
about
California
it.
Dreaming. Yeah, I'm showing the Californians love.
Yeah.
Right, well, this is new details are just emerging. It's hot off the press. Whoa. You think they just happened? No, it happened 14 years ago.
Oh,
yeah, so okay. In 2004, an incident involving a tic-tac UFO named because it was fast-moving white object and resembled one of those little mints.
Tic-tac?
Yeah, so they called it the tic-tac. As just basically, as the info is just being released. So, like, the...
Hot off the press.
Yeah, so they've got basically the KLAS... the CBS I can't even see that, mate. My eyes are fucking stinging.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah, somewhere in Los Angeles obtained a copy of the report prepared for the military in 2009. So, yeah.
There's
so
a lot of information
they've managed to get a copy of it. But what I'm getting at is it's like, you know, when they say, I think, are they just trying to be facetious, being a bit funny by saying, this new information's coming out.
Yeah, well,
and then just the fact that this happened 14 years ago.
Yeah, but most cases these days is a case of you're getting it like about 14 years after. You're getting it late, so you know it's hot off the press that it's late, especially when you're talking about UFOs with majority of them, because you don't get the information till way, way after the fact.
Well, he said the pilot who spotted this tic-tac said it was very rapid, from approximately 60,000 feet down to approximately 50 feet in a matter of seconds. And then he added he actually thought there was something in the water as well. One pilot had
USO
basically said about it, gave details and said it was about 50 to 100 meters in diameter.
Whoa.
And close to close to round, so like oval.
Right. So so it's like a plate. But
you know what he said, like a tic tac, didn't he? So it was like it's got to have been like flat on one edge, like a cigar shaped object. And they always talk about cigar shaped objects, isn't it?
They're one of the main ones.
Mmm.
The cigar ones, and there's a lot around Saturn and that.
What, cigars?
The cigar-shaped ones, yeah. There's been loads of pictures, old military pictures that come out. Some new ones as well, with like stuff. And like that thing that come through the outside our galaxy and come in and went out. That was cigar-shaped. And supposedly, there are a couple of more out there at the moment.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, I don't. Well, why aren't people... Like, scientists turning around saying, oh, we've got another one coming through.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, it is aerodynamic. You look at our planes, apart from the wings, we fly around in cigar-shaped objects.
Yeah,
so, you know what I mean? It's only because we rely on the glide, we rely on the
yeah, because it did slow
that
down.
That as a kind of a...
Well, it should have been speeding up.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it doesn't have that drag. We have a drag. We yeah. use it, but we use the drag to our advantage by gliding yeah. on that drag, right? Whereas if you had a method of propulsion that didn't rely on wind
yeah.
In that respect, where you didn't need to... Because we use it for landing and yeah. taking off.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
if we could propel a craft without having to use wings... We'd just basically be flying around in cigar-shaped objects.
Well, yeah, that is true.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's the most aerodynamic means of transporting mass amounts of objects and people.
Yeah, yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think it's another case of, like, it's another one come out, and like you said, like, there's loads more coming out.
Would you think if they wouldn't have got their hands on that report that we would have heard, would we have got it even now, 14 years later? Or do you think that would still be kind of something that was in the pile of top secret?
It would have been in the pile because it was video footage. There must have been radar on it as well. So it would
well,
have
yeah, there's actually the pictures on the article. If you want to go onto it, it's on the HuffingtonPost.co.uk. Military reports of UFOs may be visiting Earth.
Yeah, but like UFO hunters, if they knew about it yesterday and it happened yesterday, they could go out and have a little look around and, you know, see this, that, and the other.
No, 14 years
down the road, you can't do that.
No. If you apparently the MUFON, if you're a MUFON agent and you're going out to investigate UFOs, you have levels of incidents.
Yeah.
So like, if you went out to if it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
You'd have to wait 72 hours, apparently, before you could go out and visit. You could go the next day if somebody died. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's only if somebody died as a direct result of the initial...
Yeah, because they can't interrupt the cleanup.
But if it's a 72 hours, no one died and there was only witnesses...
Yeah.
And there was nothing to see, you'd go any time after 72 hours.
Yeah.
I mean? Well,
I suppose every incident has its own challenges.
I've been listening to this guy who's going. He wants to go in for the MUFON exam to
you
be
can
a
do
proper.
It.
Yeah, you can
yeah,
do
you can
it.
Go online and
There's
do
a
it.
Lot of studying involved yeah, apparently yeah. because it's a lot of like how to approach an investigation.
Yeah.
It's not just a case of like, do you want to be a ghost or you want to be a UFO
yeah.
hunter? You
it's
know,
a proper
it's a proper investigational
course, yeah.
sort of role. So yeah, yeah.
Have and a look it's worldwide into it. As well. You can do it in different countries as well. So you know, if you're up for it, if you. You know, give them a contact, go to MUFON.com.
MUFON.
And have a look on there, and it says if you want to be an investigator, follow these.
I'd love to be an investigator.
I would,
you know,
but I just haven't got the time or the money. If I was rich, then yeah, I'll be out
if
there.
If you're going to go, if you get the call and it's like the red phone starts
yeah,
ringing
yeah,
in the
yeah,
corner,
man.
It's like,
yeah.
Guys, we need you to go to fucking
well,
Abu Dhabi. We've heard of an alien, there's been an alien sighting. Somebody died, so we need you there in less than 24 hours. We're sending the chopper. I'll be like, get me
it'd
me
be
kit.
It'd be after your own
fetch
chopper.
Me my kit.
I don't think they got that much money.
You know, it depends.
I think you got to do a lot of it off your back, but, you know, if you bring results and you get paid, I would imagine.
Get the chopper in.
Because don't forget, there's going to be a lot of numpties out there who are going, oh, this is UFO. No, it's a plane, mate.
Well, talking about numpties... these coppers, mate, are absolutely hysterical, and I'm glad they didn't get away with it, but like
away with what?
Well, what they've done, they've been fired after blaming a missing half ton of pot or weed marijuana.
A ton. Mary Jane went missing.
Sweet Mary Jane. So
Mary
yeah, the
Jane.
Cops have been fired after blaming missing half ton of pot
after
on stoner mice.
Stoner mice?
Yeah. So they've blamed the mice.
Half a ton?
So, the judge tried to weed out the truth.
But
basically blaming mice for £1,000 of missing marijuana. That basically the excuse of 8 police officers involved in Argentina gave after half a ton of pot disappeared from a police warehouse.
I could find the suspects.
So it was about £13,000 of bud was supposed to be in the storage, but recent police inspections revealed that £1,000 were missing, and according to The Guardian, Jarvis Spector, who was a city former police commissioner, was ordered to explain the shortfall to the judge, and three subordinates told the jury that the missing marijuana had just been eaten by mice. So, you know,
Fucking smart mice. What the fuck?
They've obviously been taking it out, haven't they?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's how the hell do you get £1,000 out?
All adds up, break time and
all
that.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know what,
so you think they've been just nipping in for a quick smoke every
and
dinner?
And then some of them
and then they've
gone
a bit too far
and
started taking handfuls and then soon suitcase full.
Yeah, why do you want to keep going back left right? Why do you want to keep coming back and ended up getting caught grabbing it when you can get a handful and come back in 2 weeks' time?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but less chance of getting caught.
But the fact is, their police officers sworn to, you know, protect the law and, you know, uphold the law.
And some of them do and some of them don't.
And it always reminds me of that in Ideal. There's a British sitcom about a weed dealer called Moz in Salford.
Yeah.
And it's great. You should check it out. If you can find it, watch it. It's called Ideal. Yeah,
Johnny Vegas. Yeah.
And he's one of his best mates from school.
Yeah.
He's a police officer.
Yeah,
he comes round for a bit and he says, I'm going, if his radio goes, he's like, I'm on a 1090.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you lucky bastards, you know, because a 1090 is a sit down, a brew, and a joint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, everyone knows the code.
Yeah.
So, like, but he brings weed that he's kind of taken off other drug dealers in the area and gives it to him to sell, so he's like he's a silent partner.
Nice little game there.
So it kind of reminds me of that, but it's like the fact is, it's like, you know, you know, it's a double standard, isn't it? You're taking it off people and saying, naughty boy, you're not allowed to be selling that or having that, and then taking it off them to go rather smoke themselves or sell on.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's a bit hypocritical.
Well, it
and then
true.
It's abusing your power. You've been put in a position of power.
Goes above this.
And you're taking the piss.
Statue.
Yeah. Ooh.
It does.
Naughty, naughty.
But, you know, there are a lot
I've known of that.
There are a lot of dodgy people out there, and there are a lot of good people.
Obviously,
out there.
There's obviously police out there.
Good
redo.
On him, to be honest.
What, good on him for
yeah. What? The only problem I got, he got caught.
As detectives, they could have come up with a very...
could have got leads or some shit like that mixed up.
A lot more plausible alibi or excuse for the cannabis going missing. Say, you know, if you're clever, you know, you could have set up some sort of like,
tunnel.
We've been robbed in the night. Or
set up a tunnel.
Well, look, officer, look, Gov, the skylight's been left open. Oh, well, there you go, then. It's obviously been taken out of the skylight.
Why have you got a fucking skylight in a place where it's supposed to be protected?
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you could come up with a better excuse than the mice have eaten it.
Yeah, but, like, you know, they were too high.
I'm not too...
On their own supply.
Getting too high on their own supply.
I'll say it straight to the fucking shop straight after for the munchie shop.
Nah, it sounds fucking hell, mate. If it's been impounded, it's probably been in there for ages and fucking probably stale, stepped on shit. So, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Well, it must be good shit because it smokes a fucking lot of it.
I know. Yeah, they managed to get through £1,000.
Yeah.
Last story before we call it a night. Christian researchers has now come up with a new prophecy about the end of the world.
Oh.
I could try and cover
it
at least.
Be after next week, please.
New end of the world conspiracy every other week. This one, it's a self-declared Bible researcher and conspiracy theorist who predicted a number of failed doomsday dates is now trying a new method.
Right.
Yeah, instead of giving a date, he's giving a range. A whole sort what? Of. He's going.
Let's say a million years.
It'll happen any day between this date, yeah, and this date. Yeah. So oh. David Meadey, who basically
lost his marbles,
whose views fall well outside mainstream Christianity, told the Guardian that the Bible rapture will take place at some point between May and December of this year.
May and December.
Yeah. So when that happens,
yeah, I don't think I'm busy.
The world won't end, but rather the faithful will be plucked off the earth in a rapture, leaving
rapture.
The rest of us behind for 7 years of tribulations.
What?
Then he said there will be 1,000 years of peace. I reckon someone will have found that £1,000 a pot, and that's why that'll happen.
Yeah.
And then prosperity before the world will basically actually end, just naturally, in 3025, give or take.
3025?
Yep.
So I'm sweet apart from the rapture?
No, he's saying the rapture's going to happen, so basically it's all going to go to shit. Somewhere between May and December this year.
So say a quarter.
He's still not giving himself too much time there. He's giving himself, 6 months?
Yeah.
He's saying somewhere in between the 6 months. Now, when that happens and doesn't happen in the next 6 months, again, he's just another tick on the failed attempt chart of guessing the date. Just don't guess any time. Do you know what you do? You just guess somewhere far flung in the future when you know you're already dead.
Yeah.
And then go, right, I've done it now. I've made my prediction. Yeah, that's me. I'm going to sit back. And if it doesn't happen, I won't know about it.
What, turn everything off,
But so put it into my prediction. I'll say it right now. My prediction for the end of the world is 45:27. And it'll be someone left the gas on. And it'll burn everything down. And that's what happened. And as far as I'm concerned, yeah, that's the way it's going to happen, because no one will ever be able to prove me wrong or tell me any otherwise, because I'd already be dead.
Well, hold on. I'll get a witch or a voodoo master
to bring me back. You're
going to
commune with me.
Yeah.
You're going to get the bones. You go to Skull and Bones and get in the chairs and commune with me.
Yeah.
And then kick the other one out. What was she called? Fucking Madame Pompadour.
Yeah. Kick her in the bones.
So what do you reckon?
I
like the way that he's just gone for the classic rapture. He's not gone for anything fancy. I'm going to keep it real. Yeah, it's going to just be a classic rapture. There's going to be no messing about, no meteorites, no floods, no aliens. It's just going to be.
Yeah, but they might work for him. The old Lord of Mighty. You know what I mean? They will do, because he created him, you know what I mean? So he brings him along, goes, right, let's kidnap a load of these.
That's a point, actually, right? When the world ends, right? Yeah. Say if you're... What happens to astronauts?
What do you mean?
Say you're up in the ISS.
Yeah.
And you're not on the planet Earth. And then the rapture happens... You're off. What the fuck?
You'll see it.
You'll see it, but will you be able to be? Will you be involved?
I should imagine, but you'll have a bad back when you've been against the wall.
How's anyone going to get you down?
That is true. Could you just open the door and go, fuck
you'd
it.
You'd have to, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You'd have to go, I'm getting pulled back here and I can't fucking do now. I'm going to have to open the door. Sorry, lads. Gotta go.
Never mind.
You're going to die anyway. See you later.
Bye, Mary Poppins, y'all.
Fly on my skateboard.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So that's pretty much all the stories. I think we've covered quite a few good ones today.
We have.
If there's anything you want to talk about or anything we've talked about that you found interesting, or you've got a story you want to send us,
don't
hesitate. We're always willing to talk to you.
Converse,
have your opinion. I had a really good a couple of debates this week on Twitter. Thank you, everybody, for that. It was beautiful.
Yeah, keep it up. We like to keep him busy.
We like a bit of, keep me busy, keep me out of trouble. If I'm wrong, you can tell me I'm wrong, and I will have a bit of a chat with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then if you can change my mind about it, then perfectly
please
happy.
Please do. Because he's usually wrong, so
No, I like to think I do my research. I wouldn't put my name on a podcast. I wouldn't get on a podcast do it if I felt like I talked 100% bollocks.
Yeah.
And I'm just always, 50. Like I say, happy to say if I do make a mistake. Anyway, yeah, if there's anything you want to chat about, you can get us on neverstraightanswer@gmail.com. You can hit us up at Twitter at NASA_never. I was actually thinking about changing the handle, but then like I found that there was another podcast called NASA Podcast NASA Pod Football, and I was gonna call us NASA Pod, and then I changed it back. I was like, no. So we're still NASA_never. You can get us on Instagram at NeverStraightAnswer. If you want to get some merch, you can go on Dizzy Jam. And you can find t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, bags, keychains, fucking all sorts.
Knickers.
Loads of different designs, loads of different bits and pieces. I've got to apologise as well, because like I've got postcards to send out to people and other bits and pieces to send out to people. But, I've had a few things going on the last couple of weeks, right?
But
and I apologise because, I don't go into my personal life. But, I'm on it. Trust me. I will be getting those out to you.
Yeah.
So,
don't worry,
give me 5 minutes. Let me just arrange some stuff. I could be coming back next week with some interesting developments. And then I'll be all bouncy and jolly and lovely and happy.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens. Also, what was I going to say? Patreon. If you want to support us and you like what we do over here at Never Straight Answer, then your support, it means a lot to us. Yeah. We'll always use it to kind of make things better and make things more interesting. We've also got some bonus.
Yeah, we've got bonus.
Bonus content that you can only get now if you sign up to Patreon.
Yeah.
That is going to be uploaded to Patreon and nowhere else.
No,
so,
you won't be able to hear anywhere else.
And I think you'll like it. Yeah. So yeah, if you want to get involved and you want to help us out, you can chuck in as little as a quid.
Yeah.
With a euro or a buck or a dollar or whatever you can afford.
Yeah.
If you want to put in a million, then
please do. Then two would be even better if
because then we can have one each. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then that'd be fucking superb.
We're doing this on the yacht next week.
Well, we'd still be doing it.
Yeah.
Well, we'd just be doing it from better facilities. Is the point?
Yeah. That's it.
But anything you can throw in, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything I'm missing?
What subjects are we talking on the extra?
Oh god. The extra. I think it's 10 ways to tell if you're actually intelligent.
Oh, I'm all past this with my balls hanging out.
Well, you'll have to find out. The only way you will find out is if you go on to Patreon.
And I'm not getting my balls out this time.
Extra. Read all about it. We've got to come up with a new intro now as well. So
you'll find it if you join.
Don't forget to get your tickets for Pint of Science.
Yes.
They're available now at pintofscience.co.uk/events/Manchester.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting, is there anything else? Oh, you can get us on all the platforms as well. And that's pretty much it.
It is.
So, yeah, like I say, we're not with you
next week,
so we won't be an episode on the
19th
on the 20th, sort of like weekend as usual, but we'll try and aim to get you an extra in between, like, so maybe on the Wednesday we'll try and get you an extra out then, and then we'll be back to normal service the week after. So
coming into May.
So hope you don't miss us too much, but like I say, we'll try and keep a presence. And if you do find you've missed us, get down to Patreon.
Hell yeah!
And you'll
listen to us chat in a mob.
There you go. Right. Well, take it easy, and we'll catch you next time.
We will.
I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
Peace.
Out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.